For tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Thursday evening, April 17th, 2003. First service of Passover weekend. The meeting is being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Bill Smith of Fort Worth, Texas, is the minister of the evening. Should this tape for any reason be defective, please explain and return for replacement.
I am so grateful to be alive in this day. This has been the greatest day of my life. We have experienced great moves of God. You see, I'm getting to be one of the old rats around the barn here, too. I came here my first trip in 1979. I came to this place as been a preacher for a long time, but I never did believe that anybody that was filled with the Holy Ghost could have any demons, you know, and I came for that, you know, and I had to get through that. But I come to the place that God's going to get rid of everything that's unlike Him, that's in all of us. And I'm crying out to get this right, to get this together. And Glenn, he didn't know if he wanted me to come or not because he didn't send me an invitation. I talked to Sister Patty on the telephone. She says, that's dangerous. But somehow we think probably that they sent the magazine to the church. And the church, we don't have a drop box there any longer. We put in new front doors, and so we take all the mail at the house, and so it's possible it went there. But I am grateful, and there's been so many people since I've been here has so welcomed me and blessed me. And I praise the Lord for that because, you know, I think in the book of Ruth, as Naomi, and, you know, Ruth was out among the gleaners, and Boaz comes riding in, and he has a blessing on his lips, but the reapers have a blessing on their lips. So I'm grateful today for what God is doing. And how many knows it's time, if we don't move into the right dimension in God, that we're all going to go by the way of the grave. And I seen Brother Doc over here, my buddy, getting up earlier a while ago, and he's grunting as he was getting up. I don't know if that's overweight or just getting old. Brother Doc, you'll have your chance later. Get even. But the thing of it is, you see, I'm seeing these things, and we're going to have to get into a place in God that we're going to have to walk out of these things, because the Bible said that our life is hid with Christ and in God. And that's what I'm looking for today, to get everything that's related to Bill Smith, get it out of the way, that I can find my place in God, and that I can see God living, moving, and having His being in me. Now, I know as the brochures went out that said this is Passover. And I know that you know that there was 9 gifts of the Spirit, but there's 3 divisions of these gifts, the power, the speaking, and the knowing. See, they take care of the 9 gifts, 3 and 3 and 3 and 3. So now we come to the 9 feasts, and so then it's brought down to 3 feasts, which is Passover, Pentecost, and tabernacling with God. Now, and this is where God has been dealing with me today. Thank God for Passover. There is no hope for none of us if we haven't had the Passover experience in our life. We've got to pass over, come to the door, as the Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 9, said that Jesus is the door. So there's no hope for none of us until we come to the door. But bless our hearts, we've ever won. We've wallowed out Pentecost for the last 50 years. And we've wallowed it out. But the thing of it is, we've got to move on into tabernacling with God. And what is tabernacle with God? That is God and man united together, living in the true tabernacle, the one that the Lord pitched and not man. So now let's go in. I want to talk to us tonight about the river of God. Very simple, but the thing of it is, I want to go into the book of Isaiah before I go into these places. I don't want to get wild here. Isaiah chapter 4 and verse 4. When the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem with the from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. Now, I don't know if you are going through these places or not. God is purifying us today. I have said to God many times, I said, God, I want to be right. I want to get this right. I want to get this together. I don't want mixture. I want you living and moving and having your being in this house. Now, with the spirit of burning, and then notice what the Lord says, and the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion, and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day, and a shining flaming fire by night, for upon her all of the glory shall be a defense. Now, this is what that I've been crying out for, is that God to remove all of the mixture. I'm saying, God, every day, when we're living in an hour and when we have bishops coming up on every corner, we have this and that and the other, and I said, God, I'm not interested in any ego trip. I'm not interested in any kind of a title, but God, I want to get this right, and I want to come to the place that you can trust me. I want you to be able to do everything that you say in your book, and you can do it through us, and yet you can trust me. Now, here I want you to go with me into John. Very, very familiar scripture, but God has been dealing with me about this in the last week. John chapter 7, very familiar scripture to all of us, and verse 37. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Now, here's what I'm after is verse 38. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture says. Now, come on, we're having a lot of mixture today. But if you believe upon me as the Scripture, as the Bible says, out of what? Of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now, notice something. It said, if you believe upon me as the Scripture has said. How many wants to get Bible-oriented? How many wants to see the Word of God being made flesh in these earthen vessels of ours? Hallelujah. It's time that the temple of God. I look into the book of Revelation, 22 chapters. The first half of the book of Revelation deals with the throne. To him that overcometh, would I grant to him to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, sit down my Father in his throne. Then we go, that's the authority of God. Then we go to the last half of the book of Revelation, and it's dealing with the dwelling place of God. And brother and sister, I know that people's always talking about they're going to get raptured away. Now there's another doctrine I'm having to deal with. That, Brother Bill, you don't have to worry about a thing. Everything has already happened. It's all over with. I said, tell me where I was asleep at when it happened. Because it's time today that you and I to get this right, to believe upon him as the Scripture has said, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now, it's not what somebody else has said. Now, let's notice something. How many of us today are really Bible-oriented. Now, go with me in John chapter 4 and verse 10. And let's look at this. John chapter 4 and verse 10. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gifts of God. Now, how many of us today, we really believe the Lord as by the Bible? It's just like a person said to me the other day. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, says he bore our sins on the tree. By his stripes we were healed. John chapter 10, verse 35, the Bible says, and the scriptures cannot be broken. Now, brother and sister, and then David said, his word is forever settled in heaven. Now, brother, what is God doing? God is giving us the word to settle it in this earth. This is mine and your domain. And the Revelation chapter 11, verse 15 says, the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdom of our Lord of his Christ and shall reign forever and ever. But you see, we're always talking about somewhere in the sweet by and by, or it's already over with. One is as bad as the other. You say, what are you talking about? Well, we've had people since we've been in the ministry. They've come to us and said, you know, the two thieves. One was on either side of Jesus. I do almost as good as Brother Doc can. And one of them was a good thief. Me personally, I've never seen a good thief. As y'all know that I've been working in the mission field. We're building a church right now in the village called Los Animas. And I have a power plant, my tools, and they broke in my truck. Took my power plant, took all my tools, and I want you to know I didn't pray for their good. Now you said, but Brother Smith, you're supposed to pray for your enemies. I had to wait and do that later. Now, so here's where that we're at. A good thief. Now, if you remember, this is the problem that I'm dealing with in the body of Christ. The thief said to Jesus, said, remember, when you come into your kingdom, remember me. Come on. That's where brother, I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ, our Lord, is in his kingdom now. It's not going to be, shall be, will be. He's there now. This is the day that God's calling for you and I. He said, now when you come into your kingdom, remember me. Come on, folks. Preach with me tonight. He said, this day, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Now, brother and sister, I'm not waiting for Jesus to come into his kingdom. He is ruling out of his kingdom today. He's the same today as he was any other day. But it's up to us. And so, here we are. All right? How many of us, if thou had known the gift of God? You know, I want to go back now and pick up this verse 9. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Now, what do we got here? Samaritan is half-breed. Half Jew, half Gentile. There was one time that I looked at that and I said, well, they're in bad shape. But Brother Glenn, I begin to find myself. Brother Clement, I begin to see myself in that mixture, because we're talking about mixture. Here he's going down through Samaria. But oh, I thank God when he saw me in the mixture that he reached and picked me out to bring me out of the mixture and bring me into the fullness of our God. Hallelujah to our God. It's time today. The day is for spent. The night is at hand. We must move in God. I said, God, when you pick me up with all of the mixture, the religious things, the religion. Look at the religions in the world today. Look at 24-hour day television. 99% of it is religion. Brother and sister, I want to see God. I want to get this together. Now, went through Samaria in this mixture. What is God doing? God is bringing us to a place today that the mixture is being moved out of us. And now, when God was just like it, I was telling some of them today, I don't have enough to do by pastoring the church or trying to pastor building churches in Mexico and down there and every 2 months or so, because we have to keep those churches moving on in God. And now I had another project for almost 3 years, ministering to the homeless every Saturday night today, and we're finding them falling out in the floor with convulsions, and it cost me to be there. There is no money, but oh, how that God is taking us and raising those people up and getting them in there, getting jobs, and getting where they're supporting themselves, because why? Of the Word of God. The Word of God. And so, and guess what? The leaders, the pastor, has been in our church for a long time. He's bogged down in one place, and I have to loosen up the soil around him, because I tell him that Jeremiah said, break up the fallow ground. And I, because he's bogged down in one dimension in God. What is that, Pentecost? Come on. Every human being needs a Pentecost experience. Everyone needs to be filled with the Spirit of God. I don't care what your coloring is or your flavor is. If you're vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, you still need the Holy Ghost. But you don't stop there. That's the beginning point. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall have power to witness unto me, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And so now, several of the people that has gotten jobs, and we've showed them the church a better way. They come and every one of them's got a sad story. But listen, sympathy don't raise them up. It don't raise them up. It takes the faith of God and the word of faith working together, because the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And raise them up, and they get jobs, and now they're coming to our church. Hallelujah. You said, well, but you see, some of these guys that made bishops, they should have been with me in the baptismal service over in Soledad. I slid down the hill in Calman there, getting to the river to baptize them in. Oh, but they too big a wheel for that. They're apostles, or they are bishops. They got no time. I ain't nothing but except by a sinner saved by grace where God has brought me to. That's all that I am. And brother and sister, I was telling some people in Central Gaia, they were asking me that. Just in February, we baptized 6 in water, most beautiful young men and women for God. Because why? We show them that there's a better way. Now, notice, Samaria, mixture. You didn't feel like you was ever in that place, did you? Now, if thou had knowest the gift of God, and he would have said it to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Now, I am very aware, I just said drawing water out of the wells of salvation. But Jesus says in this scripture, if you drink of this well, you're going to have to thirst again. Now what he said? Nobody don't believe it. It's what the book says. But now, if you believe upon me as the scripture has said, then what does it say? If you drink of the water that I'm going to give you, you'll never thirst again. Now, I see people with a cup drawing water, and then I see people in the congregation that's got a water pot. But I tell you, if every last one of them has become obsolete, it's time that we trade in the cup, the water pot, and let the river of God flow in every one. And that's going to bring life to every one of us. When we let the river of God flow through these bodies, it's going to bring life. Just like a man told me the other day, he said, I thought when you got older, you'd cool down. I said, Ezekiel says it's like, no, it's Jeremiah, wasn't it? It's like fire shut up in my bones. Ezekiel says it's a wheel in the middle of the wheel. And brother, When that fire is like set up in your bones, there's no stopping. There's no stopping. But you know what? Every day, as I get up out of that bed and I start moving around and I say, God, I set you before me today. I will follow after you. As David of old said, as thy heart panteth after the water brook, my soul panteth after thee. And I said, God, in Psalms chapter 17, verse 15, your Bible says, I'll not be satisfied until I wake with thy likeness. And that's my cry today, is to be what God would have me to be. And in February, oh, you don't know the benefits that you have by living in the state. And I want to tell you something. If my electric bill gets to be $400, I'm never going to complain again. I ain't never going to complain about my electric bill. Because when you go without electricity, you burn because there's none to run your air conditioner, and there's none for this and that and the other. And I said, God, I ain't never complaining again. Whatever what the bill costs, that's what it is. But I want to tell you something. And I was in Mexico in February. A little old lady, there's a pastor's wife, and they're getting way up in years. And here she comes. They don't have a crutch. They don't have nothing. And she's got a stick, and she's walking with this stick. And I'll tell you, they had fixed something for us to eat, her daughters, and she'd have to. And I got over to sit down to eat at that table. And all of a sudden, I'll tell you, my food lost its taste. It lost its value. And I got up and I knelt down beside that woman with this stick that she used for a crutch and laid hands on her. And God raised her up. This is what we're talking about today. I'm talking about a temple that God can rule through. And yet we don't turn around, oh, look how great I am. I'm telling you, we are nothing. But God's going to get us to where He can trust us. Yes, sir. He's going to get us where He can trust us. And so, this little old lady, she looked to me, a lot of gaps in her denture work, or she hadn't even had any, and everything, and she just glowed. Because why? On that mountain, and I'll tell you, the other Americans that was with us there, they fell on their face beside the table, and the food had lost the value for them too. Because as the Spirit of God was lifting up that mountain and saving and filling and bringing miracles to those people. Why? Because we're trying to get it right. And you know, I'm not looking for popularity. The guy said to me, he said, I've been out on the road. You're a hard act to follow. I said, what are you looking at? Are you in competition? There's only one Bill Smith. Don't you say thank God. Come on. Brother Clements, we've got to get it together, brother. And we've got to get it right. And we're going to see God bring this church. You tell me that the body of Christ is not sick. You tell me that the body of Christ is not crippled today. Come on, folks. It's there, folks. Now, it's not all in numbers. Understand me, it's not in numbers. Because David numbered the children of Israel and he got in trouble. But I have ministered right here at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp when those first two rows of tables are and all those curtains pulled back and the seats were all the way to the back of this building and this place was filled with the people of God. And I'm telling you what's wrong. God has never changed. We're the one that's changed. God's never changed. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. But now, so now let's go on. All right? Are thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and the drink thereof himself and the children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Come on. Brother Glenn and I, this man, pastor of the church, we have raised him from 20 years of age on up. Pastor Church, one of the greatest preachers in the land today. You know where he is today? Backslidden, and the doors is bolted to the church and fellowship hall. Glenn knows about it. Glenn, a precious man of God, they were going to take up the money and pay my fare on the plane to go down there to deal with him. He sent word back to my house, and he said, if Brother Bill comes, I'll go missing, and nobody will never know where I'm at. So we never went. But guess what? If you drink of this river, you'll never thirst again. There's nothing. There's nothing comparing. All right? Now let's look on. All right? Who shall drink this river shall never thirst, but the water shall be in him, shall be a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. All right? The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I may thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, go call thy husband. Now, I want to show you something. She's had 5 husbands, is correct? And she's living with one. Does that make 6? Now, 6 is the day of man. Did God create man on the 6th day? So 6 is the day of man. But brother and sister, she met 5, she's living with 6, but she met the 7th man. And 7 in your Bible is spiritual to perfection. She met the man of God. She met God himself. And what happened? He changed her life. And then what did she do? Let's go over. Verse 28. Of course, she wants to talk religion. Just like the lawyer the other day. We went to sign some papers to settle a state that I was witness to. And the first thing he wanted to know, what flavoring are you? I said, I'm sorry, but we don't have one. Because we're trying to get out from under all the control of humanity. And get everything in the control of God. And so, first thing she said, you know, who are we going to worship at? Who are we going to worship at? Jesus immediately tells her, it's not a locality, it's in the Spirit. And notice what he said, John 4:24. He said, God is a Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. Now, let's go on a little further. And so, and upon this, verse 27, came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then what? Left her water pot. Brother and sister, tonight, if you're holding to a water pot, it's obsolete. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. And let God, breathe upon God as the scripture says, and let God, let the river of God flow through your being. All right? So she met the 7th man. All right? And then they called a big healing campaign. And so they announced it for 40 days and 40 nights. Come and let me lay hands on you and you'll be healed. And they didn't do none of it, did they? What did she do? There's never been a message that's preached any greater in that Bible than this woman, that the condition she was in, because she traded that water pot and she left with the river. She said, come and see a man that told me everything. Is not he a prophet? Now, how many of us today, this word believeth in the Greek is a person to have faith in, upon commitment, to trust, entrust your life. Now, don't limit yourself to God. I've heard people say, Brother Smith, don't limit God. This little old hunk of flesh is not going to limit God. But don't you limit yourself to God, because God is in charge. Now, I want you to go with me into Psalms chapter 1. And I want us to look at this. Now, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in thou he doth meditate day and night. He is what now? He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit, his fruit, in his season. Now, his leaf also shall not wither. Revelation chapter 19, verse 10 said this, the Spirit of Jesus is the testimony of prophecy. Now, I was born in Oklahoma, but I grew up in California. Been in Fort Worth, Texas since I was a teenager. 19 years old, I moved to Fort Worth, Texas. And you know what? I always, on our ranch in Oklahoma, I could tell the tree by the leaves. Now, the leaves is mine and your testimony. Come on. Sometimes we are, actions is so loud they can't hear what we're saying. Did you get that? Come on. Our actions is so loud they don't hear what we're saying. But now, what the leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Did I dream this, or is there scripture? Along about 3rd epistle of John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. Now, brother and sister, that's exactly what I believe in. Now, I want to tell you something. I thank God for the healing of our bodies. The Bible said it, that the healing is the children's bread. Now, that's what the book says. Now, fasten your seatbelts real tight. Brother and sister, I believe that there's a place you can walk in God that you don't have to get sick. Come on. That's the place that I'm looking for today. I'm looking for that place in God. You said, I don't believe that. Caleb and Joshua were two overcomers. Sister Bernadine, the only two that was 20 years above of another generation. And we talked about Brother Doc and Brother Glenn. You see, I learned from them. My little grandbabies, my babies was born. I didn't know that back in the early years. When they were born, I took them in my arms because Brother Glenn and Brother Doc had taught me about it. I broke every curse off of my babies as I was taking them into the water. Because why? I wanted to get every curse of every tie of any earthly ties in this earth broken off of my babies. Because, listen, the other day, mine was standing in the playpen Sunday. She couldn't understand whatsoever. She just hollering for Poppy to come get her, and I'm a preaching, and she's standing and hollering me, come get her. She don't understand because I can't come and get her. But brother and sister, I'm here to tell you that that baby don't have to go through with what we went through because God has given us another way. Hallelujah. We can stand and declare and proclaim the truth of God and walk in the Word and see God's Word manifested in us. And so the other day, I said, God, you preserved the life of Caleb. And said, Caleb, said, I'm just as well and able today as I was 45 years ago. Sir Bernadine, that day, old Joshua, 20 years over another generation, he stood there. He spoke to the sun, and the sun stood still. And the Bible says the moon backed up into the valley of Angelon. A brother and sister today, and I said to them, I said, you see my grandbaby there? I'm asking God to preserve my life that I can go in with them. Hallelujah! But you see, we can't do this if we run around with a little cup or a little bitty pitcher. We've got to allow the life of God, the river of God, to flow through our being. And that's what I'm crying out for today. It's just like me and young men in Mexico. They say, Brother Bill, don't you get tired? Yeah, if you go long enough.
But I wear them out in about 3 days. Come on. Wear them out in about 3 days. So, looked over at one of our main pastors, the overseer that I go to, because, listen, every last one of us needs a covering, folks. And I go into Mexico, Fito Luna is my pillow down there. My pillar, I use him as my covering in the country of Mexico. And I went over to him and I said, what do you think now? He looked at me and he said, you know, Pastor, I believe you're good for another good 20 years. I said, thank you, then I'll start again. Because I never read the book. Ecclesiastes says there's no discharge from this war. Come on. Isn't that what the book says? No discharge. But you see, we can't do this as long as we're living in mixture. We're coming into a realm of God today, into a move of God. There's not going to be a mixture. It's going to be the Lord Jesus Christ living and moving in us. But you know what? We spend time. I have a man that's 65 years old. That he's not in our church. He used to be in our church. We were too strong for him. So he moved to another church. But now he's going out and preaching something, so he calls me to get the scriptures to go preach. So I tell them, I said, well, he may be saying he's the preacher, but now I'm preaching in two places at the same time. So you can't hardly beat that, can you? So he, the other day he says, you know, brother, he said, much learning make me mad. I said, thank you. But I don't know nothing as I ought to know. I have just got started. I have just now scratched the surface. And what am I doing? Day after day, crying out, God, I want to be real. I want to be real. I want to do what you call me to do. All right? Now, his leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he shall do. The ungodly are not so, but like the chaff, which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Now, for the sake of time, because I know they say that my wife has to be here so she can wave the calendar, because the day's going to pass on me. But I'm going to try not to do that. I want you to turn with me now into Ezekiel chapter 47. Ezekiel chapter 47. And let's look here at the word of the Lord. I want to touch on this as we go down. But if you'll notice in Ezekiel 41, that after he brought me, now I so alike the courses, the worship that our sisters picked tonight. Did you notice the courses that we sung? They had a message in them. Not a lot of junk, not a wasted time, not filling, but a message from the Lord. Worship and loving Him. Did you know that in the worship service tonight, there was more of the Word given there in a lot of churches in the United States of America on Sunday morning? But we, in our city, we have debate with the mayors in church services. Not our church, but they do it all the time. And they have debates with the candidates for the city offices. Because why? Then there's a church by our house. It takes two policemen to direct the traffic in. I was standing there trying to get out to go to our church for services, and all immediately the scripture came to me. Narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, but broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction. And it takes two policemen to get in there. And I said, but God, the sad thing of it is, they're worshiping Mother, the mother of Jesus. And Jesus himself, he spoke, and he was not disrespectful to his mother. He said, woman, what do I have to do with thee? What he was doing, he was breaking his earthly ties from his mother, because his mother had to be redeemed unto God. So that was the first miracle, turning the water into wine. And so, guess what? And then they teach, because my two daughters, my wife's daughters, they're school teachers, And they have a lot of that denomination that they teach with in the public school system. And they teach there that Mary carried the Ark of the Covenant. Huh? There is no Ark of the Covenant no more. The Ark is in this true tabernacle, which the Lord picked and not man. This is where the presence of God. This is the temple of God. What know ye not that ye are? Come on. Now, but we see here in Ezekiel that that's where he brought me. He brought me. Many years ago, I was in a service in Lyman, New York, with Bob Mumford. Bob Mumford said, yeah, we followed God, leaving two heel marks all the way behind us. Come on. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, we sung about it tonight, are the sons of God. But see, it has to be led. And he led me. All right? And then, let's go on down. Some people are playing around in ankle-deep water today. Remember we're talking about the well, the water pot, or the river. Come on. All right? And then an ankle. All right? And again, he measured 1,000 again. It brought me down to the waters. The waters were to the knees. And I want to tell you something. When I came in the chapel this afternoon, when I got ready, they come told me, said, why don't you just preach in your blue jeans? Well, I do in Mexico a lot. And you know what? Brother Doc and Brother Glenn was right over here. They had found their place in praying with God. Now, notice something. Ruth. In the book of Ruth, Naomi told her that Boaz is going to be thrashing wheat down at the threshing floor at midnight. She told him, because Boaz is a mighty man of wealth, which was a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And guess what? She told Ruth, said, you go down there, you locate his feet. Come on. John said, I am not even worthy to unloose a shoelace on his feet. Brother and sister, today, what's going to bring revival to the church? What's going to bring life to the church? We sat around on a sing song and said, they took prayer out of the school. Brother, it was took out of the church a long time before it moved out of the school. Brother Glenn, they told me, said, Brother Bill, you still have to pray. He said, that's old order. I said, my Savior, who I want to be like, he prayed all night before he went to the cross. Come on. Oh, you're on order because you still believe in prayer. Brother, I believe in getting down on them knees before God to bring down the kingdoms of this world. I know it's not popular, but the thing of it is, I still believe it. All right? Then, waters to the loins, and then to the river that could not pass over to swim in, could not. In verse 6, and he said unto me, he said, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the bank of the river. When I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river, there were many trees on one side and on the other. Then said he unto me, these waters issue out toward the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth, until the seas shall the waters be healed. Come on. Now, where does the river flowing? It said, to the desert. What is the desert? The desert is a dry, deathly place. But the water's flowing out for into the death realm. Now, let's notice as we go a little further. Did we talk a little bit about the leaves over there? Now, verse 12. And by the river upon the bank thereof, and on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to its month, because their water shall issue out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine. Now, what are we talking about? Psalmist David said, by that river, the leaf never withers. Now, he's said it leaf for meat and the leaf thereof for medicine. Now, brother and sister, today, many of us, by our words, we're justified. By our words, we are condemned. Now, we live in a city that the preachers in our city, they taught, blab it, grab it. But I want to tell you something, there's more to it than that. You may talk right. Malachi says, your words have been stout against me. I believe that we have to talk right, but brother, there's more to it than blab it and grab it. There is a walk that we walk into. And so now, these leaves are what? For medicine. Now, in closing, go with me to Revelation chapter 21. And I want to close it out here. I said 21, then I meant 22. All right? Revelation chapter 22. And he showed me a pure river. Now, how many knows there's only one river of God? There's only one God, one faith, one baptism, one Lord. You said, are you oneless? I'm trying to be. And I ain't talking about being baptized in Jesus' name. That's all right, too. There's nothing wrong with that. Because Acts 2 says to be done so. So we're not arguing that at all. We're not after that at all. But the thing that I'm after today, I want us to see where that we're adding God. Because the body of Christ is sick today. The body of Christ is crippled today. Because why? We got this here easy thing. You know what? No wonder God sent me into that dark country of Mexico. I've been there 33 years now. 18 churches we built. He said, is that all you've done? Well, if you'd sent me a lot more money, I could have got more done. But we didn't come by begging from you because there's been so much money that's been given to the mission field that's been abused. James Robertson is one of my heroes. He's in my city. But he says only 11% comes in, gets to go to the field. The rest of it's got to get in the other pockets before it gets there. We get money, it goes to the field. And we're in our 19th church now, building it right now. But brother, let's notice. Now, let's see what he said. And after he showed me a pure river. You know, I'm seeing a river of God clearer today than at any time in my life I've seen it. All right? A river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, and in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was the tree of life. What? Which bear 12 manner of fruit, yielded her fruit every month. Is that what the eco said? All right? And what now? And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Ezekiel 47 said the leaves for medicine. Now, brother and sister, I repeat again. By your stripes, we are healed. Sister Bernadine, sometimes symptoms is hard to deal with. God's given us healing and we still have symptoms. And they're hard to deal with. But brother and sister, I'm looking for that place that I can move and walk into His light. His life. His life. Praise the Lord. And how am I going to do it? Play around? My little baby is just 10 months old. I've already got it crowing like a little rooster. Except it just gets like, that's about all it can get out. But she follows around and looks up to me. She's watching me. And I've got to lead her in the ways of God. And now she raises her little hands in the air at church and she says, how would you? How would you? She can't get it all out real clear. But brother, I'm telling you, she won't always be saying it that way. Because every day I'm going to talk to her about worshiping God and she'll get it right. And brother and sister, this is what I'm talking about today. I'm not talking about going back to get another bowl or another jar or another pitcher. I'm talking about getting into the river of God that we can walk into His life. Now, what the leaves are for what? The healing of the nations. divine health. Come on. I quote again. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. Now, so let's go on. And there shall be no more curses tonight. Crystal and I were talking about that before the people were brought out from under curses. Just like a man said, did I start to tell you a while ago? He's 55 years old. He calls me to get scriptures to go to Ardmore, Oklahoma to preach. He says, there ain't nothing. Glenn knows who it is. He said, there ain't nothing to these curses. I said, you go ahead and die with them. Go ahead and die. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because they have rejected knowledge. Now, brother and sister, I want to get to the place there is no more curses in none of us. None of us. That's why we're still having to deal with it today, to get them out. Now, there shall be no more curse, but what? The throne of God. How many wants the throne of God or a curse? Come on. I remember many years ago, there was a young man, and I hope he's not present tonight. This man, Brother Glenn, had delivered and set free. He went back and got involved, and Brother Glenn, his terminology was, says, am I going to have to use a two before on you? I was sitting right up here. Because Glenn had brought him out and cleaned him up, and he went back and got involved with it some other way. And Brother Glenn made that statement. Now, brother and sister, I want to get out from under the curse. The curse is death. It'll bring death to every one of us. But all right, no more curses, but a throne. What is a throne? That's where rulers sit. Jesus overcame and sat down with the Father in his throne. Now, let's notice. But the throne of God and all the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall what? See his face, and his name shall be written, or shall be in their forehead. What is he talking about? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16 says, but ye have the mind of Christ. How many knows that he's talking about the Father's name written in our forehead? That's talking about the mind of God. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 said, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but took upon him the form of a servant, became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. But God had highly raised him up and given him a name which is above every name that is named. Now, notice. The Father's name shall be in their forehead. And there shall be no more night there. What are we talking about? I thought Genesis said that God created two great lights. One to rule the day, which is the sun. The moon was to rule the night. But now what is he talking about? He's not talking about a 24-hour day of God. He's talking about a never-ending day of the Lord, walking under unbroken fellowship with God, walking under open heaven in God. No more. And they shall see his face, and there shall be no more night there, and they shall need no candle, neither light of the sun, nor the light of the... For God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. How many tonight wants to live in this place in God? You said it's too far out there. Too far out there. Let me tell you something. All that God is asking is total commitment. Now, I know that as long as you've been around the kingdom of God, you've heard about the chicken and the pig. The chicken run up to the pig, and he says, let's be real good to those folks. I'll furnish the eggs and you furnish the bacon. Pig looked at the chicken and said, but you're asking total commitment out of me. So this is where that we're at today. God's wanting every bit of us totally submitted and committed unto God, that God can live his life in us and through us in this earth. Because God is looking for his expression in this earth. The only way he's going to have it is total commitment unto God. Let's stand together. Lord Jesus, we thank you tonight for your precious word. God, we thank you for what you're saying, what you're doing today. And God, help us to walk beyond of where we have been. God, we notice and we see how that the body of Christ, and Lord, we see the weaknesses, we see the sickness that spiritually that's in the body of Christ. And God, we speak healing to it tonight. We speak deliverance unto it tonight. And God, that we'll walk out of where we were at, and that this be a day of new beginning for every one of us, Lord. And God, that we'll not leave this place the way that we came, but we'll go home another way, Lord. And that we'll walk in your Spirit and in your life, and we'll give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name.